on June 28th, 2011. This is pulling you number 69. Greeting, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 5, Part 1, as we continue our saga with more leads against no Trump contracts. As we've seen in our previous lessons, we will start off making our leads against three no Trump contracts on a few hands. Then, as opponents begin bidding no Trump at higher levels, we will pause to consider situations when leading fourth best, leading our broken suit sequence, or even a three-card sequence might not be profitable. So let's begin by highlighting some of the concepts we've discussed so far. And first and foremost on our hand is the hand attributes. We pick up our hand, we sort them by suit, we take a look at our honors, we take a look at the suit shape, and we take a look at the possibilities for leading a sequence suit. Or maybe it's a broken sequence suit where we have top two of three honors, skipping one, or maybe an inner sequence where we have one honor, skipping one, and then have several more after that. Maybe a fourth best lead, promising an honor. Or perhaps we have nothing to lead or want to make a safe lead, and we lead top of nothing. In fact, if it's at one no Trump or low-level contracts, we might not even want to lead our 10. We might want to lead next to top of nothing. But before leading, we certainly want to consider the bidding phase. How about the opponent's bids? Do they have a fit? Or do they have a misfit where they're each bidding different suits? And then how about the suit length? Do they make a bid that promises a five-card suit, a major suit, or perhaps a minor suit bid at the two level? How about when they've done a jump bid, where they're showing extra length in that suit? Or the power of the strength, here again with jump bids, with strength bids, and our partner. Yes, our partner may have made a bid. Did they make a negative double, showing a four-card suit in the opposite major bid by the opponents? Or perhaps did they double an artificial bid by the opponents, saying, partner, lead that suit? And of course, the contract level is another important item to consider, as we'll see in phase three. And that's the ecosystem. What's going on the aggregate basis around the table? We start by data analysis, gathering all of the information that we've seen our hand attributes in the bidding phase. And speaking of which, the faster we are at analyzing the implications of the opponent's bids, the better we become at making our best lead. Of course, our abilities do improve with practice, discovering what works and what doesn't. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, Blink, he discusses how a tennis professional, Vic Braden, could watch another pro throw a tennis ball into the air, and before the moment the racket hit the ball, he could tell with uncanny certainty whether the player was about to double fault. So by paying attention to what's happening at the table, learning what works and what doesn't, we improve both our opening leads and overall defense. We can become like tennis pro Vic Braden and know before the ball starts heading our way whether or not it looks like it's going to be a fault or not, whether or not the opponents have overbid, or what might be the best lead to make. And once we've gathered all the data, yes, we start making the deductions and the inferences, trying to deduce what's going on around the table. What are the opponents holding? And better yet, what is partner holding? And the opponents, right, we can take a look at the hesitations and gestures. We can use the inferences that they make, perhaps at our own peril, but then again, perhaps at our own benefit, to consider the table presence on what we might want to lead. As we've seen in our previous lessons, our leads will vary based upon our holding. Let's say that we have a suit such as King 5th in spades and Ace 4th in clubs, doubletons in the red suits. Our right-hand opponent opens one no-trump. We pass with this holding. Our lefty bids two no-trump, invitational, and righty, south, bids three no-trump, everybody passing. What do we want to lead with this holding here? Well, we hope that partner has a spade honor, and so our lead would be a fourth best lead. We'd like to lead the six, the fourth best, to give a partner a sense using the rule of 11 is that how many cards we have in that suit. Our hope is that our partner has an ace or a queen and that we can have them come back to our hand with enough length and that we can promote a five-card suit. What's nice about this hand? Yes, it's that ace of clubs. We have a nice sentinel. We have an entry card here in a side suit. So at a three no-trump contract from ace 9762, the lead of the six may be a great lead. On our second hand, the auction is once again the same for opponents. Our hand is the same, well, almost the same. Rather than king 9-7-6-2, in spades this time we have king 10-9-7-2. Oh, what a difference a spot card can make. So in this situation, we would like to lead the top of a broken sequence. We have a 10-9-7, and at a 3-no-trump contract, this is an ideal lead. Our hope is that our partner will have an ace or a queen. We're hoping for that spade honor in our suit where we have king 10-9 five times. And the opponents might have something like jack third in the dummy. And in this situation, perhaps we can trap a spade honor that is in the dummy suit leading from our broken sequence lead. On our first hand, south is a dealer in spades, ace three times, 4 points. In diamonds, nice ace, king, jack four times, another 8 points, makes 12. In clubs, king doubleton makes 15. And in hearts, queen fourth, another two makes 17 points, opening one no trump with a balanced hand. In west, as you'll recall, we have king 9-7, six five times. In diamonds, 76. In clubs, ace three little. And in hearts, another 76. It's a pass. Over to north, in spades, jack 8-3, 1 point maybe. In diamonds, queen 8 and two babies. There's two more points. In clubs, 9-8-7, no help. But in hearts, we have ace-king three times. So ace-king 7, the queen is 9. Do you want to count that jack? Well, your partner's open 15 to 17 points. Would you like to just go ahead and bid 3 no-trump, or do you want to invite 2 no-trump? Therein lies the question, doesn't it? Take a look at the suits other than the hearts. Do you like the suits? Not too much. You'd really rather have these honors working. Wouldn't you like that ace-king to be in a 4-card suit than a queen 4 times? And the jack 3rd, who knows if that's going to take a trick. We'll see during the play of the hand if it does or not. At any rate, I would suggest 2 no-trump. If you're playing in a team game or a rubber game and you really want to get that game, go ahead and bid it. Bid 3 no-trump. But it is a little bit marginal, isn't it? Okay, over to east. In spades, queen 10 tight. In diamonds, 10-9 three times. In clubs, queen jack 10 fourth. That's a nice suit. In hearts, jack 10-9-8. Another nice suit, but not enough to bid. Passing. So the auction went 1 no-trump and probably 2 no-trump. Back to south. Yes, with 17 points, 3 no-trump. Everybody passes. The opening lead is over to you, West. What do you want to lead? Well, the best lead appears to be the fourth best 6 of spades. We like the fact we have an ace of clubs outside entry. And the fourth best works. As we can see here, any of these spades other than the king will work, although normally we wouldn't want to lead a suit that is not a sequence suit. And also, if we led the 9, partners seeing the 8 and the 10 will think it's the top of nothing, won't they? They'll want to switch to something else when they get in. So that would be a disastrous lead. We want to lead our fourth best, show that we do have an honor in the suit. Okay, on the lead of the 6 of spades, our partner plays the 10. Wait a second, isn't it third hand high? Shouldn't they be playing the queen? No, the lowest of equals. And since the jack is in the dummy with a 10-queen combination, we would want to play the lowest that would win the trick. And when we do, our partner can make a inference. Our partner in West can make an inference that the queen is not held by South. Very good. As well as we want this queen to knock out a high honor. Now, South didn't win the trick. What's that all about? Well, apparently they've looked. They can see that they can't get 9 quick tricks. They can get 4 in diamonds. They can get another 3 in hearts. On a very good day, they may get 4, but it's not likely they'll fall 3-3. And so they've done a holdback play using the rule of 7. Subtract the number of cards. We spoke about this before. We have 6 in spades. Subtract 6 from 7 leaves 1. We duck one time. Unless, of course, we can get our tricks right away, or we have a threatening side suit that we need to go ahead and do the best we can, taking our finesses immediately. Okay, so the 10 is 1. And now what do you want to play? Well, look over here from East perspective. Wouldn't you like to go ahead and play this queen of clubs from queen jack 10 fourth? This playing this queen of spades, that kind of hurts, doesn't it? Well, try to be a good partner. We don't know that South doesn't have the ace and king of clubs. And our partner's saying they have spade honor. And guess what? How many points do we have in East? We have 2, 4, 5, 6 points is all. They barely find a 3 no-trump game with 25 points. Our partner is likely to have 8 points or so. So let's be a cooperative partner and lead our Queen of Spades and hope for the best. On the lead of the Queen, South wins with the Ace. They've done their holdback one time. Very good. And they're down to a singleton Jack in the North hand, which will not take a trick when the King's out. Okay, so they need to make their plan. And they can see that the diamond suit is good to start off. Squeeze your opponents a little bit. Play some diamonds. An Ace of Diamonds, everybody follows. The King of Diamonds, everybody follows again. So it looks like it's a 4-4-3-2 suit. Okay, so now we want to go ahead and probably finish in the dummy. So we'll go ahead and play a Jack of Diamonds. And then a fourth diamond is going to come up. We note that West has discarded a club. Good discard. And on the fourth diamond, we see now that East discards a club and West is discarding a heart. All right, we can try the club finesse, or we can go ahead and play a couple hearts. We've seen one heart fall, so let's go ahead and play an Ace of Hearts. Everybody follows. We'll play the King of Hearts. Oh, we have a discard this time over by West. So the hearts say 4-4-3-2. I'm not so sure that West did a good job by discarding a heart earlier. They could have bared down to the singleton club. But at this point, having that information, Declare South knows that the heart suit is not going to fall 4-3-3-3. It's not going to promote this 5 of hearts. So it's time to do a club finesse, isn't it? So a 9 of club comes, covered by the 10, lowest of equals, very good East. We hope for the finesse by going up with our king and West. Yes, that ace scored a trick. You can now play the King of Spades, the 9 of Spades, the 7 of Spades, and guess what? Your partner's queen paid off also. So if you've won 6 tricks, let's take a look at that again. The bidding, 1 no trump, pass. Some of you want to go 3 no trump. You saw that that Jack of Spades turned out not to be worth a thing. When you've got Jack thirds, unless your partner's bid the suit, I'm not wild of counting it as a point. Also, look at the honors. They're all in a shorter suit. Ace, king, third. At any rate, they end up in 3 no trump. The lead was a 4th best, 6 of spades. Whether they went a low, 8, or jack, as we see, it doesn't really matter. Let's say that they play second hand low. And third hand, we play high, but only high is necessary. We must play the 10 and not the queen in this situation. After winning the 10 of spades, we can see that by continuing the spade suit, South winning with the ace, doing the 1 holdback, what's going to happen, because the ace of clubs is behind the king, they're not going to be able to score their 9 tricks. Okay, very good. Next hand. So on our second hand, let's leave North and South with the identical hands. For East and West, let's just make one small change, just one card change, and see how that works. As you recall, we led 4th best on the first hand. That was from a King 9-7-6-2. Now we're going to modify the deal. We're going to give a 6 from West to East, and in the spade suit, we're going to take the 10 of spades from East and give it to West. Once again, 3 no trump is going to be the contract. And over to West, what is your lead from King, 10, 9, 7 small? Very good. We want to lead the top of the inner sequence. We want to lead the 10 of spades from 10, 9, 7 small with the king in the suit. Now, we're going to see later on that this lead may not work at a higher contract. At a 5 or 6 no trump contract playing against the opponents, this might not be the best lead. But we'll come back to that later. At this point, against 3 no trump, the 10 of spades is our lead. South decides to play the jack from dummy. Jack thirds are not great suit. In this case, if you think that a lot of honors are held by West, it's not likely it would lead this if they had a lot of honors. But if you think that it might slip by, play the jack. As we saw later on, that didn't seem to help much. And when the jack is played, the queen does cover from the east hand. And East comes back with a small spade, covered by the ace, and declare, well, we know the drill. We're going to play the first 4 rounds of diamonds. On the third diamond comes a club from the west hand. And on the fourth, very good. West, you're getting better. This time you played 2 clubs. Don't give away those hearts right away. It may affect the play of the hand. You want to protect your partner. Yes, you have more points than your partner, but don't go ahead and give away how the declarer should play the hand. You can bear down to a singleton if you need to. Once you get in, you know you're golden. Okay, so after the 4th diamond, an ace of hearts played. Everybody follows. The king of hearts played, and guess what? This time, Wes, you can follow. If you would have bared yourself down, then what would have happened? You would have pitched, and the declarer would have known exactly how they wanted to play the hand. In this case, they might think the suit is going to fall 3-3. So they play a third heart, and whoops, you didn't have any over in West. Good for you. Good on you. So South, you've won the Queen of Hearts. Disappointingly, it wasn't a 3-3 split, that 36% chance. So now what? Well, you might as well play the low heart. But you lost your chance to do your club finesse, didn't you? No, not really. How's that? Well, if East is out of spades, we did our holdback, right? They led from a five-card suit in the West hand. And in this situation, they're going to have to play a club back to us, aren't they? Interesting. So we can do an end play on East if they have the Ace of Clubs. So after winning the Queen of Hearts, South, are going to come back with a heart? A spade? What's that all about? Well, there is another possibility, isn't it? It could be that it was an ace-queen that was held by the West hand. And if so, then West could be end-played by coming back to the King of Clubs. Another interesting option, isn't it? Okay, so it was a five of spades up to the king, and as we can see, there are spades and the Ace of Clubs left. Well, as we can see, the stars were in the wrong position for South. Either way, end play was not going to happen. The Ace of Clubs was held by the West hand. And so, South, unfortunately, you're going to be down one trick. Looking at the hand again, we recall that the lead was a 10 of spades. The fourth best lead of the seven is not going to work here, is it? We have to play the 10 so that we can capture that jack, or perhaps it was a queen and our partner held the ace. We have to capture a possible honor in the dummy. That's what these leads of a sequence suit are going to be. In fact, it might be that the opponent holds the 8 of spades. We wouldn't want to lead the 7 and have an 8 cover over in the south hand, now would we? Okay, and a little bit of a retrospective. The ace, king, jack, fourth opposite the queen, fourth in diamonds. Probably not worth its 10 points because we have mirrored values, don't we? And in the heart suit, wouldn't it be nice if we had a little bit of body cards here? A little higher spot cards than the four small? Maybe a 10? Then if it was jack third or jack doubleton against us, in this case, jack fourth didn't matter. But if it was a jack tripleton or jack doubleton, something like that, yes, our body card might score a trick. And of course, the club finesse was off, the 50-50 proposition, and unfortunately, this jack of spades was not working at all. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part one of our lesson here today. For our free premium and ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze two more hands with bidding and play based on our incredible defenders, more leads against no trump lessons. For our premium and ultra members, in part three, we will have six more exciting hands with bidding play commentary, including leads against slams, lead where sequence suits may not work, and other passive lead situations. Paid members can also download files with hand records of our slideshows and even detailed Microsoft Word documents complete with bidding and play commentary for all the hands we're discussing here today. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin and join membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, see you on the flip side. Bye for now.